We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Walking in the sand.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're revisiting the sand sculpting in Revere Beach. This year, it's July 20 to 22, 2018. I have the pleasure of talking with a very creative lady. Her website, you're going to love this. Her website is sandingovations.com. It's great. And the website for the International Sand Sculpture, Sand Sculpting Festival in Revere, on Revere Beach in Revere, Massachusetts, is just about as long. It's internationalsandsculptingfestival.com. That's far too many words, you know that. But, okay, I get it. Somebody decided this is what it had to be, so that's what it is. Yeah. So you were involved since 12 years ago in actually being one of the competitors with your husband in the sand sculpting event itself. What kind of imagery do you like to sculpt?
Well, myself personally, it changes over the years. You know, you can get into a different inspirational mood where you see something that inspires you and you want to try that kind of a style. I tend to do things that are very detailed, where my husband does things that are the human anatomy and smooth and flowing. So together, when we create sculptures together, it's a really powerful team because we have the strengths, and that's what we love to do. So together, it's pretty strong.
I used to have a carpenter, I hope, is still alive and listening somewhere on Long Island, named Joe Graham. Joe Graham, I still love you. Joe Graham, Oh, he was amazing. But he was the big framer. You know, he would frame out a house in a day, not just a garage. He would frame out but don't give him detail work. You put that man on molding, and he'd blow his mind in about 12 seconds. It would be all over. He couldn't handle it. You know, he was the big framer. But there were other, I say it's a male thing, except there were other carpenters who were fabulous at doing all the fine-tuning of the molding and, you know, the little stuff has to be done.
It's funny you mention that because it takes, for competing in sand sculpting, you can be an amazing sand sculptor, but you only have one little niche, and it takes a person who is good in all those things because they're judged on many different criteria.
Like what?
So they have to, they're judged on degree of difficulty, creative, the idea, artistic movement, you know, how did the sculpture leave a lasting impression on you? The usage of sand. So they have to take all these things into consideration when they're designing the piece that they're going to sculpt.
Well,
and we want powerful emotional pieces as well. So they've got a whole wide area that they need to cover if they want to win the competition.
And I'm always knocked out by the size of these things.
Oh, yeah.
Because
they have
enormous.
Only so much sand that they can use, and it's such a short period of time that, you know, we give them the maximum amount so it can be a wow factor for the viewer. So the solos have 12 tons of sand each, and now very exciting to the event this year, we've added a duos category. That is the first time in Revere for duos, so the viewer will now see sculptures that are twice the size of what they're used to seeing the solos in previous years.
Give me that again. You've added the what?
a duos category.
Oh, a duos.
We have
But didn't you and
teams of two.
But didn't your husband and you always do it together anyway? So
not always. There are some competitions that are solo only,
and then
there are other competitions that have a duo category, and some also have a team category.
Okay. Well, I have to tell you, I spoke with. I can't remember his name. Isn't that wonderful? But you can find his name, people. Go to sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, or travelers411.com, which is the interactive side of our family of websites where you'll find photos and directories and whatnot. And the search engine that we have on our site searches everything. So go put in Revere Sand Sculpting. And maybe put in 2014, because you'll get the link to hear the archived audio of my interview with, I'm pretty sure, I want to say his name was Richard. That could be so wrong. He was the head of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the CEO of the Convention and Visitors Bureau for Revere, Massachusetts. And he made this thing sound so interesting, and I wanted to go. But you see, we live in Western Massachusetts, and in the summer, Tanglewood is my vacation. Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. So if we've got tickets for things, it's going to take, you know, something monumental to pry me loose out of Berkshire County. And so we wound up, we couldn't go. And I was really disappointed because I wanted to see, you know, after I spoke with him. Comes a revolution, I get a notice in my email from Facebook that Alex Randall, and I think his website is Alexander Randall from the U.S. Virgin Islands, who I regard as a very good friend, went last year. Didn't tell me he's coming from where he lives on Water Island in the U.S. Virgin Islands to Revere, for goodness sake, which is 2 hours' drive from where we live in Berkshire County. Didn't know a thing. I would have dropped everything, and I would have gone because he would have been the straw that broke the camel's back, and I would have been there. So instead, you can go and see pictures of what went on at the Revere Sand Sculpting event last year on Alexander Randall's website, and I could have seen him and everything too. And that made me so sad that I missed that, you know, because I figure, well, we'll go this year. So I have to look at the dates. So what are they?
The date is July 24th, 25th, and 26th. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But what's interesting is that people can come out even before that and see all the sculptors working together on the centerpiece sculpture, which starts earlier. So they'll be out there on the 21st. All 20 sculptors and the Standing Ovations crew and tech crew will be working on the centerpiece. That's a sight to be seen.
Well, that's what whoever it was. Do you know the guy's name? I want to say it's Richard. Am I even close?
I don't know.
Well, whoever he is, he's the CEO of the Convention and Visitors Board for Revere, had told me, come in like Wednesday or Thursday when the sculptors are pretty far along and you can see things in production and whatnot. So they actually have 3 days to do this thing, and then it opens on the 24th?
Well, the sculptors work all together on the centerpiece on the 21st, and then they start the 22nd. So they start the competition on Wednesday. But the festival itself doesn't open until Friday, and it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But the public can come and see stuff as early as Monday when we're out there setting up the centerpiece. But, you know, Wednesday is when the sculptors actually start the competition. Wednesday, the 22nd. So that's, if you really, if you've seen the sculptures completed in previous years, this might be the year to come out and see how they do it. Because that's the number one question. How do you do that?
Yeah, I'd love to get pictures of that.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's an amazing process to watch.
Thank you for joining us. Everybody else, stay with me. We're flying high.
Tanglewood, summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires, celebrates the centennial of Leonard Bernstein's birth with a season of great music. On August 10th, the BSO pays tribute to Maestro Bernstein's televised Young People's Concerts with a very special hour-long family concert. Following in the great tradition of her father, Jamie Bernstein will be the evening's host. Bring your children to Tanglewood Friday, August 10th. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires, presents an unforgettable season of entertainment. This summer, Maestro Andras Nelson and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in timeless classical masterpieces, highlighted by some of Leonard Bernstein's greatest works. Don't miss the Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic food.
You're going to enjoy this interview from 2011 when we interviewed a young teenager who was truly into mountain climbing, and his first inspiration came from a mural in the hallway at his elementary school. This young man is amazing. So climb every mountain and think of him right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Yoga on the Lawn. Once again this summer, in collaboration with the Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health, Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, is pleased to offer hour-long yoga classes on Saturday mornings and are available at no additional charge to Saturday morning BSO rehearsal ticket holders from July 14th through August 25th. For more details, visit tanglewood.org.
I have with us on the line Jordan Romero, and you sound quite mature. They tell me that you are 13. Is that true?
Well, I'm 14 right now. Thanks.
Oh, okay. So somebody said, when did you have your birthday? Somebody sent me old information.
It was last July. I turned 14, so I'll turn
Oh, so you're almost 15. Oh, they lied.
15 in a bit, yeah.
You've got to get your PR people to update your stuff. Somebody told me you were 13. Okay, yeah. So we have the July what? You have a birthday coming up.
July 12th, yeah.
Oh, well, happy birthday a little bit in advance. Isn't that nice?
Thank you.
Now,
Thank you. You
are a mountain climber extraordinaire.
Yes.
When did you start mountain climbing?
I started mountain climbing when I was about 9 years old, when I first took the interest of it. Stop there.
How do you suddenly get interested at the age of nine in mountain climbing? We're not talking about one of those little rock climbing things down at the amusement park. We're talking about the real deal. So
yeah.
where did this interest come from?
Well, this came from a mural of the Seven Summits that I spotted in my elementary school when I was in the fourth grade.
Where did you go to school?
I went to a school down in Lucerne Valley Elementary School, nearby Big Bear, down in the high desert.
What state is that in?
In Southern California.
Okay. In what town?
I'm sorry?
What town?
In Lucerne Valley.
Lucerne Valley. Okay.
Yep.
And they had a mural in the hallway or somewhere, and every time you walked by, it inspired you?
It did. It inspired me.
It's incredible.
Fascinated me, so I wanted to do more research, and so I found out more facts, more history. And then my dad picked me up from school, and I kind of asked him, like, hey, Dad, do you know what the Seven Summits are? And we just kind of, like, quizzed each other, you know.
What are the Seven Summits?
The Seven Summits are the highest point on every continent. And that was what the mural was titled, Eyes Point on Every Continent.
Can you tell us what they are?
Yeah, it's all seven continents, and you have Mount Kilimanjaro, the highest mountain in Africa, which was the first mountain we did. The second mountain we did was Mount Kosciuszko.
Well, wait, I want to make this clear for my audience. When you say it's the second mountain you did, it's not the second mountain you drew a picture of or studied. It's the second mountain you climbed.
Yeah, the second mountain we climbed.
Okay,
yep.
So you climbed Kilimanjaro.
Mount Kilimanjaro.
How
Mount
old were you?
Kosciuszko.
You got to go slow for me here. We got to grasp all of this. How old were you when you climbed Kilimanjaro?
I was 10 years old when Kilimanjaro.
Had your father an interest in mountain climbing before you bounced out of school one day with your lunchbox and said, gee, Dad, there's a pretty picture in there, and I'd like to go see those places?
Well, he was sort of an adventure racer and sort of definitely a big time athlete, but not too much mountain climbing. He had some experience back then, you know, some guiding in the mountains, you know, all around the world.
But not mountain climbing per se.
Yeah, not completely.
So
you know,
so but this is one dad, boy. I mean, listen, I thought I made a big leap when my daughter wanted to be a brownie and there was no brownie scout leader, so I had to learn to be a leader and go out and then fly up with the troop and be a Girl Scout leader. I mean, moms and dads do these kinds of things, but to say, sure, son, you want to climb a mountain, I'll learn how. And then the expense and the time commitment to be able to take off the time and do whatever it takes to go to Africa and climb Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. I mean, yeah, it was a lot of home fundraising that we had to do. You know, in the community of Big Bear Lake where we live right now, it was definitely a lot of fundraising. And we're definitely not a rich family at all.
Okay, so the first mountain was Kilimanjaro in Africa. The second mountain you climbed was what?
Mount Kosciuszko, the highest mountain in Australia, and I did that when I was 10 years old as well. Then Mount Elbrus, the highest mountain in Europe, in Russia area, which is 18,000 feet, climbed that the day before my 11th birthday. World record, I was the youngest person to stand on top of that mountain. And then Mount Aconcagua, which is the highest mountain in South America, in Argentina, which is about 22,800 feet, climbed that when I was 11 years old. And that's the highest mountain in the Western Hemisphere.
You're really scary.
Yeah, and then Mount McKinley or Denali in Alaska, highest mountain in North America, which was 20,300 feet. It was climbed that when I was 11 as well, and then Mount Everest came along last year when I was 13 years old.
I just walked up to you and said, "Hey, Jordan, how about you climb me?"
Yeah, exactly. And then, so now we got one last mountain coming up, the highest mountain in Antarctica, which we'll be going to in December.
And it's right, when it's summer. It's the beginning of summer in Antarctica.
Exactly, yeah. And then, so that mountain is 16,000 feet.
What's the name of it?
Mount Vinson Massif.
Okay.
So that will be the last mountain of the seven.
Wow, yeah, you wore me out. I am fatigued from your adventure. Now, I mean, it's mind-boggling because it's training, it's experience, it's proper equipment, it's knowing what to do and what not to do. And I don't mean that separate from the physical training of it all, just the mental whatever. And there's some guy, I can't remember his name, it's really terrible, I'll have to look it up. There's some, I want to say he's a lawyer, and he is a global mountain climber, and he is known to be unflappable, and there is no way that some other lawyer is going to get his goat, so to speak, and because he has such extensive mountain climbing experience that he knows how to handle just about anything that's thrown at him without going into a panic or being flustered by it or whatever. Do you see those kinds of side benefits coming out of your climbing experiences?
Well, yeah, from the experience, I mean, it's definitely something to put on a resume for sure. But it's, you know, just to gain the experience for later on in life to tell stories is definitely the best thing to do. It's not always about the records, you know. It's about gaining the experience and staying on top of the family and being able to enjoy staying on top of the world together. And it's
now when you say family,
that's the feeling you could imagine.
Who is Team Jordan?
Team Jordan consists of myself, Karen Lundgren, my stepmom, and my dad, Paul Romero.
Does she climb, your stepmother?
Yes, she does.
This woman needs to be dipped in bronze and placed in the Smithsonian as an example of stepmotherhood. I mean, that's incredible.
I couldn't agree more.
Now, when you climb, no matter what the weather is on the ground, by the time you get to the top, it's going to be colder.
Yeah, it's...
What kind of weather have you dealt with worldwide?
We've dealt with about everything you can imagine. We've dealt with sunny, warm weather. We've dealt with cold temperatures, but still sunny weather. We've dealt with high winds. We've dealt with we've dealt with it all. And on top of Mount Everest, where it was negative 40 degrees Fahrenheit, on top of the mountain,
minus 40.
Minus 40.
I have flown in planes where it was minus 40 outside, and I thought, good that I'm in here in this nice, cozy, warm plane. I can't imagine it. We've had minus 20 where we live. And by the way, we live in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains in western Massachusetts. And when we're not traveling, we are where I am now at the Berkshire Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, which is about 5 miles from where you were yesterday. And I went up to meet you personally, and we missed you because we were told you'd be available at 2 o'clock. There was no Jordan Romero. So we left at 2:30, and I got a call about a quarter after three that you were there then. And we're going to talk about your climb of Mount Greylock here in Berkshire County. And we're going to do that right after this important commercial break. So stay with me, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams talking with Jordan Romero. Teen climber. Unbelievable. We'll be right back. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this?
low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
In the mountain greenery.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the unique privilege of having a world traveler on the line with me, who is about to have his 15th birthday, and we hope it's a very happy one. We're talking with Jordan Romero, who got interested in mountain climbing because he was inspired by a mural in a hallway at his elementary school that showed the top 7 summits in the world, and you've climbed all of them now, have you?
Not yet. Still.
What are you missing?
I'm in Antarctica.
Antarctica?
And we'll be going in December.
So, and when you climb the mountain in Antarctica, that'll finish the set for you?
That will finish it all.
Yeah, you see, I collect teapots. Mostly antique Limoges and American Hall pottery teapots. It's much easier than collecting mountains I've climbed. But I'm nonplussed by your spunk and your skill and your clearly focused, disciplined approach to having chosen the right parent and step-parent. Because if everybody looked at you and laughed, this probably would not have been a reality in your life.
Yeah.
So congratulations on having the right family. I think it's great.
Thank you. I'm grateful for it every day.
I bet you are. I mean, really, to be encouraged, and because the average parent would look and say, yeah, right, and that would be the end of that story. What does your dad do, Mr. Paul Romero, that allows him to take the time to be able to run around the world with you and climb mountains?
Well, my dad is a critical care flight paramedic, and he works. He works, you know, about 3 days a week.
Medical evacuation planes? Medical evacuation planes? Air ambulances?
Yeah, LifeLight.
How do you like that? How cool is that? So he's kind of in the travel industry, too.
He is.
So he's not afraid to get up and go. You know, it's really interesting that you bring that up, Jordan, because so many times people have this idea in their mind that the only way you can go somewhere or do something is if it meets certain preconceived notions, like they couldn't go to Singapore unless they had 21 days to do it. And I have to tell you, I went to Singapore once from New York. It was a business trip. We were on the ground 48 hours and turned around and went home because the business meeting was over. So we spent 59 hours round-trip travel, constantly in travel from the minute we got to the airport in New York until we got back. There was 59 hours of continuous travel and 48 hours on the ground. I know people who wouldn't fly to London just to see a play and come home. They think that's crazy. But you know what? They would fly to London for a business meeting, spend one night and come home the next day. So God bless you, one and all. I think you're grand. Let's talk
Thank
about
you.
Your plans now. I understand that you've got your next goal is to climb the 50 tallest mountains in each of the states in the U.S., and that's what brought you yesterday to Berkshire County in the northwest corner of Massachusetts, where, and I actually live about 2 miles from Mount Greylock.
Okay.
When you drove up to Mount Greylock, well, first of all,
we hiked all the way up.
You hiked the way up. Okay. So, see, now Greylock is different from Mount Everest or something in the Himalayas, because I am sure in those places there's no road you can get on and just drive to the top if you wanted to, or a walking trail. Like, you know, I walked to the top of Vesuvius, which didn't look like such a big walk until we got into the walk, and then I went, oh my God. Because it's kind of most of the walking area is hidden from view, and it's not until you commit yourself to being in that walk that you find out this is a walk. But the whole way up, there's a gravelly path. And and people who were 90 with walking sticks, Italian, German, and French people, men and women, were briskly passing me walking up to the top of Vesuvius. But you don't have that at Kilimanjaro or Everest or something. Now, Mount Greylock, we get in the car, we drive to the top, we get out at Bascom's Lodge, and we are at the summit of the mountain. How did you go? Did you walk the roads, or did you climb like a rock climber?
Yeah, we took the Thunderbolt Trail.
I've never taken the Thunderbolt Trail, and I'll bet everybody who lives in Berkshire County, except for the rare hiker, doesn't even know what the Thunderbolt Trail is.
It goes up the ski run, and I could have sworn I felt like I was in Costa Rica going up. You know how green the forest was, but man, we were sweating like crazy. It was so humid. But yesterday was a
misty day.
Yeah, it was good. Good day. And we sort of trail run to the top of the mountain. So that was really fun. And then we met the people who were supposed to, we met the people who were going to come up on the way down, and we shared some stories and made it up to them, at least signed some posters and everything. So all went great on
the view from the top of Mount Greylock is absolutely spectacular, isn't it?
Yeah, especially when you get to the top of the tower and look out the windows. It's pretty awesome.
Wonderful monument at the top that commemorates the lives of veterans in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I tell people all the time, you can see 5 states from the top of Mount Greylock, and I'm going to tell you what they are, or at least what I tell people they are. First of all, you see Massachusetts lying at the foot of the mountain. You can see Connecticut, you can see New Hampshire, you can see New York, and you can see Nevada. Now, that's not true, by the way. The other one is Vermont. But I have to tell you, the look on people's faces when I tell them the 5th state you can see on a clear day is Nevada. And sometimes people actually believe me, which is even more horrifying. But so now you're headed to do what state next?
We're in Connecticut right now, driving to Hartford, and we're going to go climb Mount Frisell tomorrow.
And how big is that one?
That mountain is, Karen, do you know how high Mount Frisell is? Yeah, it's actually 1,800 feet, which is at the...
A pimple on the earth. I mean, compared to 20-some-odd thousand feet that you've climbed. Even Mount Greylock is like under 4,000 feet.
You know, I'm not going to lie. You know, Mount Greylock was perhaps the most challenging hike we've had to do out here in the East so far.
Why?
I mean, compared to Delaware and Rhode Island, I mean, it's been...
Well, Rhode Island, you know.
Definitely a bit something.
You're going to have a tough time climbing a mountain in Florida.
Oh, yeah, that one's going to be tough, all right.
finding something that's bigger than a bump is going to be, you know, that's a great bike riding state.
Yeah.
It's great for me. It's all flat, you know, it's lovely. So, and you're going to make your way, well, you've already done Alaska.
Yeah, we've already done Alaska.
And you haven't done anything in Hawaii yet?
No, not in Hawaii.
So you're
going
to go to the Big Island?
We're going to leave that one for the last.
Where are you going to go in Hawaii, do you know?
Mauna Kea on the Big Island.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yep.
We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Get no keener reception in a beanery, less a mountain greenery home.
Don't leave me. We're coming right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow." You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors' book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number 1 by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Cocktails for two.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the pleasure of speaking with John Steinbach. Am I pronouncing your name right, John?
Yes, you are, Stephanie. Thank you.
So you have German or Austrian ancestors?
It's Austrian.
I see that. I'm good.
Yeah, you are. That's very good. My grandfather came from Vienna.
Oh, so did mine.
Well, I'll be darned.
Yeah.
1906. How's that?
Well, my grandfather came from Vienna when he was 2 or 3 years old, and it was in the early 1870s, and he served with Teddy Roosevelt, only he wasn't in the same platoon that Teddy was leading wherever he was going in the Spanish-American War.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Yep. And until my grandmother died, from the time my grandfather died, for a period of about almost 30 years, she received a U.S. Spanish-American spouse's, you know, war veteran's pension.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And it's very cool.
Yeah, it is. And all my life, you're the only one that ever recognizes being Austrian. How about that?
Yeah, I am sharp at that.
Yeah. So.
But I'm just filled with useless trivia. So.
Yeah.
But if you play Trivial Pursuit, you want me on your team.
I'm sure the same way. So, we'd probably make a pretty good team.
No kidding, especially when you get to the geography questions.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah,
that was my major in college.
Was it?
Yes.
That's very cool. So where did you grow up, John?
Seattle.
And how did you make your way out of the rain of Seattle to the sunshine of the Lake Tahoe region?
Well, when I was in college, I escorted tourists through Alaska for Thomas Cook & Son. And they had a 21-day tour from Alaska, or from Seattle through Alaska and back to Seattle. And I used to take 3 tours a summer. And I just got to love the travel business and hotel business. And when I was in college, people would say, what are you going to do? And I'm going to go in the travel business. And then in those days, I got to go in the Army after college. And people say, when you get out of the Army, what are you going to do? I'm going to go in the travel business. And got out of the Army and went to work for Western International Hotels in Seattle at that time. And got transferred from Seattle to Detroit, to Washington, D.C., back to Seattle, Skagway, Alaska, Fairbanks, Alaska. I finally got my Alaska tours, and then Anchorage, back to Seattle, San Francisco, Tahoe, Jacksonville, Florida, Deerfield Beach, Florida, Portland, Oregon, and then I had a chance to come back to our favorite place, Lake Tahoe, and we've been here for the last 10 years.
Wow, you wore me out.
Yeah. So people say, well, I've managed hotels from Fairbanks to Boca Raton. There you go.
What did you manage in Florida?
The Embassy Suites at Deerfield Beach and the Embassy Suites on Bay Meadows Road in Jacksonville.
Well, I have to tell you, when I looked online at the Tahoe Resort Hotel, I said to my associate producer, it kind of reminds me of Embassy Suite properties, the way it's laid out, and every accommodation is 2 rooms, and
yes,
that's amazing.
It was built as an Embassy Suite hotel, we opened in December of 1991. And operated as Embassy Suite until a little over a year ago.
let me sit here and pat myself on the back, because that was the first thing I said to them. I said, you know, it looks like an Embassy Suites, and it's really nice because you have all that space, and, it's got that same kind of contemporary design to it. And what else makes your property special?
Well, the location we have is a great location, and we're right on the California-Nevada state line. In fact, our driveway is right along the state territorial boundaries. And if you walk out our door, you go into Harris Casino Resort, and out the other way to shopping and gondola and all that. And for many years, our motto was in the center of it all. And when we decided that we were going to become independent, we had to come up with a new marketing plan. And we elaborated on that and came up with four-door concept. And if you go out the side door to the north, you get into the casino excitement and clubs and shows. If you go out the front door and go west, you get a couple blocks and you're at the lake and Edgewood Golf Course. If you go out the south door, you get to the Heavenly Village and the Heavenly Gondola. We're almost, the gondola is about 150 yards from our front door, so you can almost say we're ski in, ski out in the wintertime. And then out the back door, you get about a quarter mile, you get to the great trailhead that connects with like 165 miles of trails around the Lake Tahoe Basin, if you're so inclined to walk that far. And so now we use that four-door philosophy, and we took it to a My Tahoe concept. And what we came up with was our employees have been here many, many years, you know, 20, some of them 25 years.
That's a good sign.
And they're here because they love being in this area. And instead of putting their hometowns on their name badges, we put their what their passion is, what their Tahoe is. And I'm looking here, and we do these My Tahoe cards. And say you want to come and go fly fishing, we have one here. One of our bartenders is a number one fly fisherman. And we have a card that tells you, gives you a few hints, talks about where his favorite fishing areas are.
Oh, cool.
And that. And the I have one here in kayaking, fly fishing, rock climbing, golf.
So you go right to people who know what they're talking about and know, you know, give you some tips on the area and how you can go and participate in these things too.
Yeah, absolutely. The other day I walked out of my office and there was talking to a guest who was obviously dressed to go recreate on a trail someplace. And she'd never been here before. And I said, what do you recommend? And I said, well, if you go out the back door, you get to the Van Sickle Bi-State Park trailhead, and you can go, you know, walk a mile up through the forest, and you get to this beautiful outlook, and you see the lake and the mountains, and you can keep going and get more vistas. Or we have a new trail down by the lake that's paved, and it's about 5 miles long, and it winds through the meadows and the forest and ends up at the lakeshore.
Oh, it sounds just gorgeous. All right, well, we're going to come out and see you sometime soon. Stay where you are. We got to end, and we'll be back next week, everybody. Got to fly now.
Come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.